Dictation for Tyrone Wilson, TYREN WILSON, date of services 6/2/2025, date of birth is 5/29. Here for a new patient visit today. He alleges he is suffering from chief complaint of severe pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back to the tune of 7 to 9 headaches. Pain in the chest is reported, pain in the left shoulder and right knee to the tune of 9, and a fifth finger is being numb on the left side. He has a sharp and tingling pain in the right calf muscles. History of the automobile accident. The patient alleges that he was involved in an automobile accident as a rear passenger on the left as a Uber driver. This accident happened on 12/27/2024. It was a night time. He was traveling with his sister's friend. So the driver is okay. There were totally 3 people in the car. He didn't remember the type of car he was traveling or the speed, or he believes that he was hit by a pickup truck at around 50 to 60 miles an hour. I think their car was traveling at 20 to 25 miles an hour. He cannot remember the exact site of accident. The police report has been filed and is awaited. He was riding to work along with the co-workers, and in an Uber car. He don't know the name of the street of the accident, but he knows that he was rear-ended. I think the other driver was being chased by police, and it was a hit-and-run accident. He was not wearing a seatbelt. Airbags were deployed. There was no loss of consciousness. It was a hit-and-run accident. The police arrived at the scene. Ambulance arrived at the scene. Patient was taken to the hospital by ambulance. The damage was to the rear trunk. Rear seats were pushed all the way inside. Glass was not broken, so the windshield or doors. However, the airbags were deployed. And injuries are reported. Patient says that he hit his head into the seat in front. His left knee also hit into the seat in front. He hit the left hand to the seat, chest to the seat. There was no pelvic trauma, abdominal trauma, but there was some chest trauma. Most likely it was from the seat belt. The neck had a whiplash, and he hit his head to the headrest a couple of times. He was seen at Santa Grace Hospital at the same night by ambulance. He was there for 12 hours. X-ray CT scans were done for the left leg and all are okay. He was provided with medicine, and then he has been seen at advanced pain care. This presenting illness patient is reporting headaches which are 6 on a scale of 1 to 10, 3 times per week. They are located to the back of the head, mostly moderately severe. They are off and on, not sensitive to the light or noise, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, or any other symptom. TBI symptoms, none of the TBI symptoms are reported. Patient denies any dizziness, vertigo, loss of consciousness, seizures, ringing in the ear, vision problem, balance problem, or any confusion, disorientation, or focus problem. No taste problem, no smell problem, or any TMJ problem. The patient has no tidal anesthesia or incontinence of the urine or bowel. He has some weakness and numbness of the left forearm that is reported. Especially the fifth finger, and no anxiety, depression, panic is reported, no trouble walking, except he can walk up to one block. His sitting and standing are painful. Cannot do more than 10 to 15 minutes of sitting and standing. He sleeps for 4 to 5 hours. And some weakness is reported. Regarding the pain, patient has a pain in the chest, which is mild, 4 to 5 in the middle part of the chest, lower middle part. Pain in the left shoulder is reported to be 8. He can maximally move his shoulder up to 40 degrees. Numbness and tingling of the fifth finger is reported. Pain in the right knee is reported to be 9. His walking is affected. There is a sharp pain in the calf muscle in the back of the right leg. All of these pains are reported to be continuous, present most of the time in the day, as throbbing, shooting, sharp, aching, heavy, tender. The pain is around 9. ADLs are affected 9. Modifying factor for the pain. Pain is worsened by bending and walking and improved by nothing. Patient reports of having accident and CT scan done at Sinai Grace Hospital on the day of accident. There is a muscle weakness reported and no other symptoms. The patient reports that since the accident he has had physical therapy done, 40 visits are already done. And he has not done any chiropractic. He has had 4 visits to various doctors, no MRIs. Please review the records for system review, surgical history, allergies. Family history, relationship status, employment status, legal, personal, ADS, and also the diagnosis. Physical examination, blood pressure is 183 over 125. Pulse is 67, pulse ox is 100. Height is 5'5", weight is 225. A 32-year-old African-American male of a good build, nutrition, alert-oriented, cooperative, and conscious. He's sitting comfortably in the chair and is being seen for post-automobile accident issues. Hydration is good, attitude is good, dress and hygiene is good. Patient is able to walk reasonably well with some limping in the left knee. I apologize. The limping is because of the pain in the right knee, not the left. Sorry. And patient is able to walk reasonably well, but some antalgic gait is present due to the pain in the right knee. And rest of the exam will remain the same from the please use the template for rest of the exam, neurological exam, musculature examination. All the muscles are completely normal, including quadratus lumborum, trapezius, paravertebral muscles. Examination of musculoskeletal inspection, palpation is from the template. Spine tenderness, none is present. Paravertebral muscle spasm, none. Trigger points, none. Hypertonicity, 0. Range of motion of the cervical spine is as follows. Forward flexion is 40. Extension is 40. Bilateral side flexion is 15. And bilateral rotation is 45. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 40. Extension is 10. Side flexion, 20. And rotation is 20. Hyperextension was not painful. The various maneuvers to reproduce the pain are as follows. The Hoffman sign was negative. Perlin sign, Lerner test, and destruction test are positive. And lung test and Roos test negative in the thoracic spine. In lumbar spine, straight leg raising test is positive at 35 degrees. TLR is positive. CAM test is positive. However, the Lewinsky sign is negative. Rudzinski Kernick test is negative. Diagnosis, please review the diagnosis page. Plan of care is from the template. Treatment plan. After reviewing the maps and obtaining new labs, Tyron Wilson was provided with the following medication, which is Celebrex 200 mg a day for anti-inflammatory effect. Protonix 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection. Elavil 50 mg at night for pain relief. GAD disorder, sleep. Lyrica 50 mg twice a day for pain relief. And Lunesta 1 mg at night for sleep. Medichesic for headache relief, and lidocaine means for topical pain relief. Sorry, the patient was provided with gabapentin, not Lyrica. 600 mg twice a day. In addition, physical therapy was ordered to 3 times a week for cervical, thoracic, lumbar, left shoulder, left knee. 2 times a week, retraction and massage. Patient was found disabled for work, housework replacement, transportation. An MRI of the left shoulder, left knee, and lumbar spine was ordered to identify the pathology. A knee brace was ordered, and the patient was provided with a, patient has a neck brace and a tense unit and back brace was provided for further relief. Narco 7.5 mg, 325 was provided daily. In addition, non-pharmacological modalities, home exercises, gym are all recommended. Referral to psychiatry is not warranted. Attended care, surgical referral, not warranted. Neuropsych, not warranted. Education is yes. Follow-up visit in 7 days. Medical records are ordered released from Sinai Grace Hospital. There are no MRIs to be reviewed. No procedure has been recommended other than ordering the MRI. Thank you. Patient will be seen in 15 days' time.